Good morning. I'm Vin Ebneux. If you were expecting an extra $300 in unemployment aid under the new federal stimulus bill, you'll unfortunately have to wait just a little bit longer. The state labor department is having some problems processing the payments. Officials tell NorthJersey.com, though, that the benefits will be processed sometime this week. The top agenda item cited by Governor Phil Murphy in his State of the State Tuesday is implementing the plan to vaccinate every willing adult against COVID-19. He says as the vaccination program grows, the light on the horizon will get a little brighter.
Be assured, we will get back to being able to gather and celebrate with our families and friends. We will be able to see all our children back in the schools they love. We will see our economy recover and flourish.
To date, New Jersey has received about 620,000 doses of vaccines. It has administered nearly 243,000, including around 24,500 people who have gotten both needed doses. Reaction to Governor Murphy's State of the State fell along predictable partisan lines. Republican gubernatorial candidate Jack Cittirelli says Murphy ignored problems he made worse, such as COVID deaths in nursing homes.
Come on, Governor. This was no State of the State. This was a campaign speech. Stop insulting us.
Democrats said the speech hit a properly optimistic tone and emphasized 3 years of accomplishments and recovery from the pandemic. The Toms River Education Foundation, a nonprofit started up by Councilman Terrence Turnbach, is donating $10,000 to the Toms River School District to help purchase team uniforms for each of the three high schools. The money comes in part from a 5K hosted by the foundation in late November. They hold events to help raise money for the school district to keep sports teams active and cut the sports team's expenses. Ocean County investigators say the man who shot a business owner in Little Egg Harbor earlier this month thought that the victim was having a relationship with his estranged wife. Donald Rutter remains on the run after being charged with the attempted murder of Thomas Jarvis, who he blames for ruining his 18-year marriage. His wife said she wanted to separate because of his drinking. Anybody with information on Donald Rutter's whereabouts is asked to call the Ocean County Prosecutor's Office. The FBI has charged an Illinois man with threatening members of Congress, President-elect Biden, and former Governor Chris Christie. The 45-year-old left an expletive-filled voicemail warning that he and others would surround the White House and prevent Joe Biden from setting foot inside. In that same voicemail, federal prosecutors say he threatened to shoot Christie in the head. New Jersey native Bruce Willis was reportedly kicked out of a California Rite Aid for refusing to wear a mask. Willis, who grew up in Salem County and went to Montclair State University, was photographed with a bandana around his neck, but not up around his mouth and his nose, which is the proper way. In sports on Tuesday, the Sixers beat the Heat in overtime, 137-134. The Nets topped the Nuggets, 122-116. On Wall Street, the Dow rose 60 and closed at 31,068. Weather today, mostly sunny with a mix of clouds here and there, highs in the 40s, a light wind at times as well. Tonight, clear, cool, lows in the mid to upper 20s. I'm Vin Ebneux on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network.